28. Caleb. They can't hold much longer, Caleb said. Over half the trife are destroyed. It is an impressive display. A wasted effort if they all die. They deserve better. What can we do? We are only human. You saw the shield. They have a QDM. Tell me we can't use that somehow. We could use it, but we'll never reach it. Caleb refused to believe that. You can refuse all you want. It doesn't change the truth. It was just like Ishek to be negative. It was the aspect of the symbiote Caleb was most glad he hadn't inherited. He had never given up on a chance to save human lives before. Not as a Marine Raider, not as search and rescue, not as a guardian on the Deliverance, and not now. He had spent the last 30 minutes waiting at the base of a small hill outside of town for the Trife army to arrive. He had stopped there to marvel at the tall spire rising out of the center of the city, as if a god had planted a spear in it. The blue tinge to the air around the city and the displacement of the energy shield protecting it. He had expected to find something more advanced and secure than the random villages and settlements he had encountered so far, but this was so much more than that. Whoever had built the city had somehow come into possession of a quantum dimensional modulator, an energy unit capable of producing a near-infinite supply of power through a link to an alternate dimension. It was an Axon invention, the power generator they used for all their energy needs. The aliens were so advanced they produced the complex devices like trinkets, putting them in every ship they made regardless of the precise power requirements. Even so, the units weren't common outside of Axon control. That someone here had discovered one, and even more importantly figured out how to put it to use, was impressive. And it provided Caleb a measure of hope that just because centuries had passed since Earth was overrun, it didn't mean humankind had given up. It didn't mean the planet was lost. It was in trouble, though. The massive attack had led the shields to fail, leaving the defense to a line of men and women standing on a makeshift barrier and doing their best to hold back a rising tide. He respected their courage. He had seen plenty of Marines he thought were tougher than nails break at the sight of a handful of Trife, never mind nearly 60,000. "If I get us to the modulator, can you end the fight with it?" Caleb asked. "No guarantees, but the possibility exists." Caleb rose from his hiding place. He had already spotted the armor he had encountered earlier standing on the wall blowing the hell out of the enemy. Watching it work, he was confident it wasn't a robot, but either the leader of the city or perhaps their top military officer, as he had stood in one of the hardest spots to defend and had already dispatched some of the soldiers around it to stall a Trife flanking maneuver. "It's a ruse." Ishek was convinced the flank was a trick and the attack would regain the center. Maybe the Relia advocate was right. Caleb didn't care. He only had one mission now. Get to the modulator. Save the city. He found the armor again, holding the center almost alone. He glanced up when he heard the dropship arrive overhead, static for a moment, while he watched it blast the Trife with plasma cannons. He would have given anything for a craft like that when he was running search and rescue through war zones during the initial Trife invasion. Would they have even lost the war if they'd had a weapon like that back then? "Yes." "Shut up," Caleb said. He activated the skin's projection, changing his outward appearance back into the Trife he had scanned. Maybe Ishek was right about that too. Again, it didn't matter. They couldn't change the past. He sprinted down the slope toward the rear of the enemy lines. Within seconds of reaching the slick, he began pushing his way through, drawing angry hisses from the demons around him. He climbed onto one's shoulders and stomped across them as though they were a living road. Some of them grabbed at him, trying to pull him down, but he hurried over them too quickly for them to get hold of him, his stamina increased by the chemicals Ishek pumped into his body. He made it halfway to the front inside of 30 seconds, dropping back to the ground among the demons. He paused with them when he heard the dropship's thrusters increasing in volume, signaling the craft was returning. The skin gave its position on his HUD. It was coming right for him, preparing to strafe the line.
"Wouldn't that be ironic after everything you've been through?"
gunned down by friendly fire. Sometimes Caleb regretted his bond to the Advocate. This was one of those times. "I kept you alive when you would have died. Don't forget that." Caleb had done the same for Ishek. The Advocate shouldn't forget that either. Completely different circumstances. Caleb smiled, recalling those circumstances. Only for a moment. The dropship was swooping in, plasma spewing from its cannons. The trife ahead of them were being blasted into the air, burned and torn apart. He didn't want to suffer the same fate. He crouched, ready to move in any direction. The plasma blasts descended. He broke right, leaping and pushing off the side of a trife, slamming into a second, rolling away from him and springing forward. A plasma bolt hit the ground a few meters away, causing the trife there to scream and die. He felt the heat of the gas wash over him, along with a strong whiff of burning flesh. The force knocked him down, but didn't pierce the skin. A loud crackling rumble followed, the sound of the armor's rifle rapid firing. Caleb was closer than he thought, closer than he wanted to be. He turned toward the origin of the noise as slugs began cutting through the nearby trife, tearing the aliens in half as they sliced past him. Caleb threw himself down, staying low, while the barrage continued, tearing the trife nearby apart. It only lasted a few seconds. The gun ran out of ammunition, and the trife immediately began to close in. Caleb heard the armor moving, and then the cracking of bones and the pounding of flesh. Claws and teeth scraped metal. Caleb got back to his feet, trying to join the press of trife bodies as it moved in on the armored soldier. The man went down under a pile of trife. Dozens of the demons stayed with him, slashing and biting, while the rest continued through the damaged gates and into the city. Caleb glanced up. The creatures were beginning to make progress on the walls as well, the soldiers defending them falling at an increasing pace. They had put up a good fight, a brave fight. But the end was coming. "It's too late. We can't save them. We need to leave this place." Even if that were true, they couldn't leave the QDM to fall into Relia possession. The Trife army would triple in size within weeks with access to that much energy. "Good point." Caleb checked the skin's power supply. Judicious use over the last few months had minimized the drain. It still held 70% of its stored energy. But he didn't need to conserve it anymore. There was a QDM only a few kilometers away. The Axon power source could recharge his skin in seconds. "It still won't be enough to stop the assault. But it might help him save some of the people, starting with the one in the armor." He activated the skin's weapon systems, charging them at full power. The action caused the projection to fall away, immediately alerting the trife to an enemy in their midst. The group closest to him hissed and changed direction, leaping at him with slashing claws. He threw his hands out, the energy flowing from every nodule of the skin. The nearest wave of trife was thrown back, 100 or more killed in the blast that immediately drained 10% of the power supply, but also gave Caleb seconds to reach the armored warrior. He sprinted forward, grabbing the trife that turned to stop him. Each time his hand touched one of them, a shot of energy raced through his palm and into their bodies, killing them nearly instantly. He barreled through the immediate crowd of trife like a linebacker, shoving the demons aside, jumping over them, and finally making it to the pile. He hesitated a moment, hoping the mech's armor would absorb the blast before sending a shockwave of energy through the trife. Dozens of the trife died on top of the soldier's armor, leaving him buried. Caleb checked his HUD. He had drained nearly 25% of his power in a dozen seconds. Ishek was right. He couldn't stop the assault on his own even with the skin. It was powerful, but it was intended to be worn by an Axon intellect with a much larger secondary power supply.
"Marine!" he shouted, hoping the person in the armor could hear him. "Get up! Let's move!"
He turned to grab an oncoming trife, throwing it aside. He kicked another and blasted energy at a third, fourth, and fifth.
"Marine!" he shouted again. "The city needs you!"
He glanced back at the pile of dead trife. Had his attack inadvertently killed the Marine? Had the trife gotten to him first? Then the pile began to shift.
A dozen dead alien corpses were pushed aside as the armored soldier pushed himself up, first to a knee and then to his full height, towering over Caleb. The armor was badly scratched and gouged, and a deep crack ran along the dark visor, but it was still intact. They stared at one another for a moment.
"Who are you?"
the armored man said, his voice choppy through a single damaged external speaker.
"Sergeant Caleb Card, United States Space Force Marines. Get me to that spire and I might be able to help you save your city."